Our Sunday school lesson was so good this morning. I just want to kind of encourage you a little bit on what our Sunday school lesson was about today, because every day we suffer the same thing that the Lord suffered during his time of temptation from Satan. Amen. So if you'll turn with me to the fourth chapter of Matthew, amen, and we're going to read verses 1 through 11. Fourth chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 11. It's a familiar text for a lot of us that's been around the church a while, amen, but it's always good to refresh and to encourage the saints of God, because
amen.
A lot of times we forget what it's like to be victorious
amen.
In our test. Amen. and also to know that we're not the only ones that have gone through the temptations that the enemy is trying to trick us with.
Amen.
Amen. They say there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps going around and around. And the devil he don't have no new tricks. He only has the tricks that he has. He just keeps using them over and over, because we as humans, we have a short memory, so he can go back and get some of his old tricks and play them on us. Amen. So this subject today is about the temptation of Jesus. Matthew 4, beginning at the first verse, it says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had last fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdom of the world, and all the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Hallelujah.
And then verse 11 says, Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the
Amen.
Reading and to the hearing of his word.
Yes.
Just a little bit on temptation. We all face temptation every day. Amen. Especially us that are trying to live a Christian and a holy life. Amen. But a lot of times the devil tries to make you think that temptation is sin. But the act of temptation is not sin. Let me explain to you what I mean. Temptation is being enticed to sin. Let's take example, if you're walking along a path and someone bumps into you, they hurt you, and the thought filters through your head that, I got to respond in anger. If somebody bump into you, say, I'm going to get them. That's temptation. If a person of the opposite sex walks by, and something inside of you saying, ooh, sure look good. That's temptation. If somebody is walking with you and they are talking with you and they say something that really hurts you, something in your head says, well, if they think that way and they saying something about you, I'm gonna say something about them and make everybody think that they are the worst person in the world. I'm going to slander them. That's temptation. But temptation is not sin. Nobody can make you sin. And remember, God is on your side. Sin is bowing to that temptation. The act of actually going through and doing what your mind tells you to do. Getting even with somebody. Following up on looking somebody up and down and then calling them on the telephone, can I get with you?
Amen.
The actual going through with the initial temptation is where sin comes in.
Amen.
Amen. But like I said, God is on your side. And when we resist temptation, it will flee from you. In our text, Jesus is tempted by the devil. It's the temptation, like I said earlier, the devil doesn't have any new temptations. His temptation is the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye. The three things that he tempted our own Lord and Savior with. Now, as the text goes, when Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, let's remember, Jesus was in the flesh at this time. He had wrapped himself up in human form. So, you go 1, 2 days, 3 days at the most without food, your stomach going to be growling.
Yeah.
You're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So, just when you at your weakest point, that's when the devil going to try to weasel his way in and say, okay, I got him now. And the best thing to do is get their flesh, because you're hungry, your flesh going to say, man, anything. Listen, give me anything to eat. So the first temptation he came to Jesus with was, okay, you the Lord, make these stones bread. Jesus could have did it any time. He had turned water to wine. He had fed the 5,000. He can do it. But sin is bowing to the command of Satan. Now, a lot of times Satan try to make you feel guilty with the temptation. Now, like I said, the sin is not for Jesus to make the stones bread. He could have made that bread any time. But the sin would have been if Jesus would have said, okay, I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm going to make these stones bread and I'm going to eat. Satisfy my flesh. That would have been the sin.
Amen.
But Jesus didn't. What did he say? first thing that Jesus said, that man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
But I love that he put the word on it. He said, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Our flesh is weak, but our spirit is strong.
Amen.
And Jesus is pure word. God is pure word. And if we stick with Jesus, he'll stick with us.
Yes.
Amen. So no need for us to bow to Satan's oldest trick of trying to tempt our flesh. So the devil said he couldn't get the Lord with that first one, the pride of life. He said the devil takes him up on the holy city and put him up on a pinnacle.
Amen.
Of the temple.
Amen.
And said, if thou be the Son of God. Now see, the devil is slick. He's cunning. He tries to use, you know, the first thing that Jesus said, that everything that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He said, the word says. So the devil gonna try to turn it around in his next temptation and said, if thou be the Son of God, knowing good and well that he was the Son of God, he said, for you to throw yourself down. And he tried to, again, say, like so many preachers and people do today, they use half-truths, half-gospel, half-word of God. He said, give your angels charge over you. You know, he knew that the angels had charge over God, and any time that he wanted them to, he could tell them, and they would respond. Throw yourself off of this highest mountain, and before you hit the ground, your angels, you can command them to say, come and pick me up. But again, Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord today because he gave us the perfect example of how to resist the devil. It's not a theory of Einstein's revolution. It's nothing that you have to go to Stanford or some high price university to understand. It's all in the Word of God. So the devil couldn't get him with the pride of life. So the devil says, I'm going to try one more time. Said again, the devil taketh him up onto a exceedingly high place. The highest place that he could attain in the world.
Amen.
I always say the devil is like a rabbit or a pit bull dog. He's on a chain. And he can only go so far.
Amen.
He can only go so high.
Hallelujah.
Then God yanks his chain, pulls it back. That's what's so good about God.
Amen.
But anyway, he takes the Lord to this high place where he can see over everything, panoramic view. Said, I'll give you all of this.
Yeah.
All you got to do is fall down and worship me.
Yeah.
Make me like you. By then, Jesus was done with the devil. He said, get thee hence, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. I'm tired of you. For it is written,
hallelujah,
thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve.
Hallelujah.
The devil forgets that although Satan is, you know, like I said, he is the prince of this world.
Amen.
He has powers. Don't forget that. The devil has powers. But he does not have absolute power. There's a difference. Your power can only go so far.
Right. Amen.
God has absolute power.
All the power. Amen.
Satan forgot that the Lord created all the stuff that he's trying to give him. I already got this, man. That's why I say he was done with the devil. Get on back. It's written.
That's right.
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
And him only shall I serve.
Thank you.
Amen. So like I said, he was done with the devil. Verse 11, it says, then the devil leaveth him. And behold, the angels came and ministered to him. It's like a revival of your soul. When the storms of life, they come against you. First, you just get a little white cast. It's not so bad. Oh, I can handle that. I'm just going to fast another day. Pretty soon, the storms of life keep coming. Those white caps start to turn into little rollers. The old ship is bobbing now. You're starting to get a little seasick. Waves are getting a little higher. Temptation getting a little stronger. You start to say, Jesus, where you at? I can't feel you. I can't see you. Then the storms of life get so heavy. It's like on Deadliest Catch, 40-foot waves.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they wash over the ship.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just going to wash everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
But when the water clears, if you're holding on,
all right.
If you don't get washed off the ship,
amen.
If you don't succumb, if you don't bow to the temptation,
mm-hmm.
You hold on. You stay on the ship.
Yes.
Amen.
The storm of life will pass you by. On the other side, it's like glass.
Hallelujah.
It's smooth.
Thank you, Lord.
God will minister to you.
Thank you.
He will see you safely through. Yes. Satan does have an agenda for us. His agenda for us, just like it was to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ, his agenda for us and his primary plan is for us that don't know who God is to keep us from knowing who the true God is.
Amen.
And for us that know who the true God is, mm-hmm. is his agenda, is his plan to make us turn from who Jesus is. His primary goal, saints, is to kill, steal, and destroy. No matter what he promises you. The Bible said the devil is the father of lies. Anything he promises you, he can make it look so good. But you know what they call that? They call that fool's gold.
Yes.
You get it? It's shiny.
Amen.
It looks, oh, the real thing. I got a pocket. Ooh, I'm rich. You take it to the man to appraise it. He look at you. This ain't even worth the dirt that this came out of. This is fool's gold. The devil will lie to you. He will make it look so good. But like I say, his ultimate goal is to steal souls from the Lord. So, in closing, I would like to tell you that temptation is not the sin. He's going to tempt you. He's going to come with you with all these beautiful things. But know this, all the things that he's promising you, he can't deliver. And it's never his intention to deliver. Like I said, his main agenda is to make us turn from God. But if we stay with Jesus, if we love God, if we worship him, if we obey him, if we trust in his word, Satan has to flee.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Amen.
Stay with the word of God.
Amen.
Stay with the word of God.
Amen.